Okay. Hello, hello. My name is Nick.
And my name is Spencer.
And it's a new semester. It's 2018.
Whew. What's that mean?
It means we're on the hunt for different vibes. Is the theme.
Different vibes.
Different vibes, just, you know?
Can you transfer me over? Can you hear me? I feel like I can't hear myself.
I can hear you. Are your headphones?
They are up.
It's okay.
All
right. I'm getting you loud and clear.
Roger.
I was just looking at the new plans for the New York City subways.
Mm-hmm.
They look wildly modern. It's very cool.
Whoa.
It's like,
Is it a full revamp?
It's a full revamp.
Wow, that sounds like a cluster.
I think they either said four, you gotta assume it's 4 million or 4 billion, you gotta assume it's 4 billion, right? Yep. $4 billion revamp. Crazy. How's the start of your semester gone?
Starting off good. Trying to get a feel for how things are gonna be. You know, I feel like my routine has been largely influenced by the semester that, you know, is going
Correct.
On,
yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, like my classes so far, I have one that might be canceled due to under enrollment, so I have to put a plug in for media, technology, and the city Thursdays from.
Yikes.
I'm gonna play myself here. 1:30 to 4.
Okay.
So, you know, it's your classic Thursday afternoon once a week for a large chunk of time.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. It's like urban studies and technology, which is neat. Talking about, actually, we're supposed to talk about radio and just kind of like how technology's influence things like community building, communication, that kind of stuff, how, you know, influence how cities are thought about, developed. So
are you going to have that class this week again? Is this like the make or break time?
Yeah. So this is like, yeah, Thursday, we're supposed to have our eight people in seats. And if we don't have them, I don't have a high...
I'll sit in for you.
Thanks.
And just move around quickly.
Yeah, there's like four people and they're all named Nick.
That's a bummer.
It is a little bit of a bummer.
It kind of screws with the, with planning.
It does. I mean, like, I don't necessarily have to take a class in its place, which isn't horrible, but, like, would be a cool class to take.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, and I tried to reach out to like the STS department to like see if they could like, you know, broadcast it. Got crickets. So
dang.
All of my average. This is my last hope. I'm hoping that all of you listeners, come to class on Thursday.
Well, you've got a pretty.
Do we have eight listeners? Do we have enough?
Pretty good shot, seeing as how we've got 12 listeners.
Well, so if we take those 12 listeners and say, let's just say for, you know, theory's sake, eight of them go, then we're good.
I love what you did with that argument.
And then, you know, eight of them, all right, maybe that's a little generous, but if six of them, there's already two of us enrolled, so.
Oh, there's only two.
It's me and this other girl, and, you know, we enjoyed the close interactions we got to have with our professor. She gave us a PowerPoint and asked us what we thought. Yeah, I know. I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, she gets paid.
Right.
Not if the class doesn't happen, you know. But, yeah, how are you feeling about your semester at this point?
Feeling good. I've enjoyed my classes so far. No complaints. Getting some new information. Some new like fields of study, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. It's gonna be a semester of knowledge and of different vibes.
different vibes, which is a perfect transition into what, at the very least, we're calling this show.
Right, which is?
Different vibes. Comma.
Voice.
Should we say the comma, or should it be implied? Should it be in title only?
It has to be read.
It has to be read.
It's a...
Read as in we say it.
Failure of the...
Of the artistic intent.
Failure of the artistic intent. Failure of... I don't know. I can't think of the... failure of the vision...
No.
Drop it. Spence. Stop it. It's dropped.
I dropped it.
Cool. Well, I say we get the tunage starting. Started.
Yeah. Got what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to... I'll show ya. It's a bit of a mix, as it always is. So, I hope y'all enjoy it. We're gonna start with Rex Orange County.
I want to know where I can go when you're not around, when I'm feeling down. So won't you stay for a moment so I can say I need you so, 'cause right now you know that nothing hears me, and I'm obsessed with you. Then I fell to the ground, and she smiled at me instead.
I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right, 'cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first. To get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you. Just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me. You can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the first? She sat me down and told me that I didn't have to cry. Said I didn't need to get down or feel empty inside. And then told me that she'll love me for as long as she's alive. And well, maybe she's right, 'cause I hate it when I feel like I'm not me. See, I honestly don't even know why. I honestly don't even know why.
Yeah.
Love it. Haven't listened to that song for a while. The saxophone from Donovan, from the Donovan song, reminded me of that song. So, but to recap, we had Sunflower, Rex Orange County, and then Spencer's Choice, Get Thy Bearings, Donovan. And then the last one you heard was Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp. Let's, you got anything you want to say? Anything you want to talk about? They're on the table?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
We can, mull it over.
Yeah.
Pitch some ideas. Off air.
I like that.
All right.
Cool. Here's can I request a song?
Please.
I've been listening to a lot of Jonathan Richmond recently.
Okay.
He is a Massachusetts boy through and through, as I've been told. He's coming to the Somerville Theater in March.
He's a cutie.
Kind of has some funky songs, and I like his wordplay and just like the ethos of him. Song is called The Summer Feeling, That Summer Feeling.
Gotcha.
And I don't know why, but I have been kind of repeating it a lot. It's all about kind of just like the feeling of like being a kid in summertime.
Ah, let's listen.
Because it's not summer right now and I don't feel like a kid.
So quite a
so that's what
non-attainable experience.
Well, we'll see what Jonathan has to say.
Yeah,
we'll
see and then we'll talk about it. Cool. All right, here's Jonathan Richmond.
When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated. And you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day.
Summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it. When the the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. And they've got time for you. When you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you. When you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside
feeling.
One more time.
Hello, hello, hey, hello, 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 hey, hello, hello.
Okay, challenge. Leave your phone unlocked and right side up. Walk out the room without throwing your bitch off balance. It's either on or off, ain't no in-between when it's valid. I seem to wanna talk more and more about what really matters. I've seen my aura hop out my torso and hit her backwards. Flip watching you skip down my corridor, fuck a ballot. Don't need shit on the side no more, I just know fuck a salad. I often have awesome thoughts of tossing this softer palate. So when we fall, any wall, any stall, any crawl, any pause, any scar, any tar, any dog, we'll dissolve, kill them all, build a bear, build them all. Build it where it won't fall. Give it all, give it my all, yeah. Don't wear any draws, any bra, any more. In it raw, in it raw. I'm in awe, I'm involved. Coming law, coming all. Stomach wall. Kermit frog jump off London fog. Bridges in the midst of call. Girls, my woman calls. Unicorn, you my porn, porn, porn.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Will this bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me, over for me. Is it over for me, over for me, over for me? I don't know, 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 I don't know. Is this bitch getting over on me? If I go that way, she go that with me. Should I not be so open on me? Open on me, you know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Hello.
I don't know.
Hello.
I don't know, 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 I don't know. Will this
bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me? Over for me? Is it over for me? Over for me? Over for me?
Hello.
I don't know. 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 Is this bitch getting over on me? If I go that way, she go that with me? Should I not be so open on me? Open on me? You know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Hello. It's me, babe. I thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. Something that's here that doesn't last too long, too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you. Baby, yeah.
See you, see you. I see it in anyone as much as I do you. I take for granted that you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Too hard to see it through, babe.
I'm sore. Words, they don't come now. Yeah, I know your game and you played it right. Wish I knew before, but my love is blind. One rose laying on your grave, cause you pushed everyone away now. Tell your new lover to enjoy the ride. Pop the Chardonnay, kiss her lips goodbye, yeah. You want too much to drips when they fall. Engine drowning out the sound, you hear me coming.
Okay, we started off with, Jonathan Richmond, That Summer Feeling. That is a really good song.
Yeah, yeah, he's got some really funky stuff where he goes a little bit crazy, but he's also just got some, like, just soulful tunes, like, guy in a guitar type, kind of just pleasant, you know, strum patterns.
Yeah, little musings on life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One of those singer-songwriter types.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like him, yeah.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
We were getting into some talk on, like, how the reflection on, like, that summer feeling is a much different feeling than, like, actually being in that summer feeling is, and how it's interesting that we can, like, long for, like, the thing we long for is something we only now realize, or, like, the benefit of which is, like, something we only now realize, so it, like, wouldn't work to, like, go back to that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's...
We crave the idea of it more than, like, the actual reality of it.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, I think, gosh, so much of history is romanticized in our own lives and just in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we keep repeating it.
Yeah. And it's easy. Yeah, it's easy to forget the complexities of, like, a moment in the past, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's
very
easy,
easy to create your own narratives.
Mm-hmm.
That summer feeling. And then we had...
if you find it, please call in. We're looking for it.
Yeah, we want to know how to get there. We had... Erykah Badu, feat. Andre 3000, Hello, was the song. And then we finished with a song from Charlie XCX's new album, Pop 2. The song was called Porsche, gotta say. Was really enjoying that album over winter break. It was just it's funky, very, like, heavily produced and, you know, vocally mixed, and it gives you, like, some fun sounds. So I just thought it was, like, a fun album to bump to in the car, or, you know,
nice.
Just when you want a little emotional high. It was also featuring Mo, who unfortunately I was supposed to see but didn't get to see her.
Yes,
reasons.
If anyone from the House of Blues is listening, Nick wants his money back.
Yeah, we don't appreciate how you handle situations.
Be more chill is the mantra of what you should be doing.
We know you're listening.
The House of Blues
they have
ears
everywhere.
They've bugged the studio.
Yeah, cool. What are we looking at? 10:40. The hour really flies by.
It really does.
When we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Gabbing.
Yeah. Yabbing, jabbering.
Yep. You got anything?
Was yabbing derived from jabbering?
Yabbing. Jabbering. I would quite. I would say no.
Okay. I didn't know if I was just copying.
Jab.
Or if I was using a proper synonym.
It's funny how many just like gibberish sounding words mean talking. Like,
yeah.
You're just gab. Gabbing.
Spitting.
Spitting. Yab. Yabbing.
What about yabbing?
What about yabbing? What is yabbing? Cool.
Cool.
Call in if you want.
Got something you gotta say? You want a platform for your voice? We're here to provide it.
Yeah. We'll take you down in a battle of thought.
I challenge you to
a duel of thought.
I'm just picturing like two people just like fingers just very forcefully pressed against their temples, just staring at each other.
Eye contact the entire time.
Nothing said, just thought.
Is it a competition or love, you know? No one knows. What's the difference?
But it's a competition of love.
Or love.
Ooh.
Directed thought while staring at another person.
I like to imagine it's just thought, and then the competition ends when like a beam of energy comes out of one of their skulls and eradicates the other person. But it's love. It's love.
It's all love.
It's all love.
It's all love, WMFO audience. Do we want to do a quick PSA?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Emma took our Tide Pod PSA,
but we just wanted to second it while we had the chance to talk about Tide Pods. Don't be an idiot. Don't eat your Tide Pods. If you are, film it so others can see that it shouldn't be done.
Yeah. At least film it.
No one's going to believe you if you don't film it and send it to Nick and I.
Yeah.
But they are delicious.
Should we read, like, should I still read it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ooh, organ donation. I just, did a new license and was thinking about organ donation.
Gotcha, I thought you were saying I was just the proud recipient of an organ.
No. Interesting, I was having Nick Dolchin was talking about, while he was in Sweden, one of his classes was on, or they were talking about, but they're talking about organ donation in some capacity, and then how should there be some form of like prioritization of individuals over other, which is clearly, you know, difficult,
very complex question. Yeah,
but then what was interesting to me was like lung transplant type stuff. Should smokers who like have intent, you know, have been like harming their lungs pretty knowingly,
right,
should there be some sort of
interesting
order there?
Yeah, I think my not necessarily take is just but more of a perspective that I think some people have, or at least that I've heard, is that like it's less about, I mean, I guess it always does come back to the person, but it's like you want to maximize the life out of that organ, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I guess it's kind of like what, I don't know what the theory is, but like it's utilitarianism.
Yeah.
Of, you know, if someone has poor health habits and like, you know, they have, you know, cholesterol levels really high or something like that,
Yeah,
the perspective is that like you want to maximize the life out of that organ,
right? That would just have to be given like a even like social playing field, which is
pretty
unachievable, you know.
That's true,
because the implications, yeah, like health implications are so, you know,
right,
always entangled,
right.
Social situations, social biases, and stuff,
which is tough because like I feel like that's like there's still a large portion of popular discourse that like kind of disregards that. You know, it's like a, you know, oh, like, if you, you have, like, everyone has the ability to be healthy. You're like, if you just put the, like, as, like, it's like a matter of, like, laziness almost.
Well, yeah, it's almost like a pull yourself up by your bootstraps type,
a little
of,
bit,
type of thing. Yeah. And self, like, that's the a big, I don't know what the argument against neoliberalism is, that you're made to, it's, you're made to think that self-improvement is like your duty, and like, it's basically like you have agency in every sphere, so as to not critique you know, the things that make you not achieve what you want to achieve.
That's tough though. I mean, because just like any way you slice it, if you're, if you're the guy that's been smoking 20 years and you know, you get the notice that you're at the end of the list for, you know, organ transplant, That's gotta hit hard. It's a similar token. If you're, you know, the guy that's been treating his body well for the past 20 years, like, and someone that's been berating their lungs, like, that's also gotta maybe not feel so hot.
Yeah, seems like it's just.
I think anyone who needs an organ transplant is not in a great situation. Is what we're coming to a conclusion.
We either need less individuals who need that, or more organs. Which I guess will happen once we can grow them.
True. I wish I knew enough to like actually give a statement on the current
state of affairs with organ growing from stem cells.
We're 3D printing them.
Yeah, I mean, we're making meat now.
Yeah.
Artificial meats.
Do you think that's do you think that has, I mean, it's pretty proven for that to be a much more sustainable.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, it's got to be super expensive, at least at this point, to like make that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know much info on this stuff. I assume that, you know, like everything. I gotta assume, like, if both like raising, if we were at a neutral position of, you know, there's no industrial farming in existence right now, and we're like, oh, what should we do? Should we raise animals or should we grow it in a lab? Both of them scaled up, probably the lab grown meat will be less expensive in the long run. But given that we've had such a like entrenched system of actually like raising farm animals,
it's a very uphill battle. Sort of similar to any sort of like I don't know, electric cars, like just anytime you're going against a big industry whose entire business is dependent on that product.
You're fighting to like you're fighting against like those corporations and also public opinion.
If are in that position are just so entrenched, you know? I mean, I guess too, there's like the moral argument, and then the ethical like animal type argument, and the sustainability that has some overlap.
In terms of cars and animals, and
I'm saying like, you know, there's the should we kill animals versus like, you know, this process of killing animals isn't terribly sustainable the way that we're doing it currently.
Right.
And that there's some overlap there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I need some more figures, facts and figures.
I'd be curious to try it out. Like try the meat.
And then you can get into some crazy meats.
You can mix things that like haven't been mixed before, I guess. Yeah.
Someone started talking about in a podcast I was listening to, talking about growing human meat.
Huh.
So then cannibalism, but not cannibalism because it's not a person, but it's identical to human meat, and like, who, you know?
Whoa.
That's a little too, like, I don't know what to think of that, because
that's interesting, because my immediate reaction is definitely of, I don't want that to be a thing.
Right, but then when you think, like, it is just another flavor to taste.
Not to be a cannibal.
Like, unless it would incite people to then want the real deal.
Which, oh gosh. Yeah.
Then, like, it is theoretically harmless.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like...
I mean, it's a really interesting question, for sure. I guess I think my stance is, okay, just please brand it as something else.
Right, right.
Call it something else. Don't use the word human.
Meaty man.
meat lovers.
Meat lovers unite.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, just call it people. Human is weird, but people is just like, oh, we're eating people. Cool.
Nothing like casual cannibalism.
Yeah. Organ donation PSA. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Fill out your advanced directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio 91.5.
The organ PSA after the casual cannibalism does not project well onto us.
Organ donors are going to be mad if there's an afterlife that transfers over your physicalities to the afterworld, you know?
And they don't have their organs?
Yeah. I don't know what bearing that'll have when you're not on this plane.
Or it could be some sort of setup where if you have been an organ donor, there could be some class warfare there.
You go to heaven, and if you have your organs after you die, you go to...
It could all hinge on that. I'm of the
land down under.
I come from the land of Nande.
What song is that? By who?
I think that's Land Down Under. That is by...
Like,
Toto?
Sounds like something Toto do.
No.
They're into continents.
Can't you hear the thunder? I think it's Colin Hale. Oh, no, it is Studio B?
The B Foundation.
The B Foundation. Really? I don't know why. I thought that was a...
Now you know.
Oh, you know what? Colin Hay does a version of it that I like.
Ah.
That was in Scrubs when I was going through my Scrubs phase.
People in my school loved Scrubs.
I never got into it. If you had asked... See, it doesn't... For me, it hasn't held up over time as much as I would have hoped, but that was like
it's like How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that was like the one show that I really watched religiously, had an absurd amount of episodes that I watched all of in like middle school or high school. And like, it's interesting, I watched The Office. This is a great...
The Office has held up for me.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say The Office didn't... I would have definitely preferred Scrubs then, but The Office has held up more, and I think I would prefer it now.
Yeah.
And I think they're coming out with a new season.
That's what I heard.
That's crazy. Heard. That's a bold move.
Yeah, it is.
That show has been...
I don't know about that.
You don't think it's
a
bold
move? I don't know about that move. No,
you don't
think
know
it's
about
bold...
the move?
I don't know about that move.
I don't know
it
about
seems
the move.
Clearly profit-driven to me.
I would agree. I think, too, like, there's some people, a lot of people will critique the like seasons without Michael Scott, but it ended really well, and I feel like on the whole it's just pretty beloved. So I mean, good on them, but they're really
jumping the shark.
They're really risking themselves. And also, like, I don't know, I think there's a lot of, like, I think there's something to be said for it. We did it, we ran this long. Coming back to it makes sense. I guess revamps like 30 years down the road is fun, but I don't know.
Yeah. They had the sustain... They had the...
Yeah.
You, as you were talking about, the source of most joy being a sustained goal that you then finish Or you would explain it better, probably.
Oh, so Nick was asking me about just kind of the, I don't know, the ways that we get joy or the ways that we feel emotion, and like what kind of circumstances bring those out of us. I was just saying for me, some of the times that I felt the most joy has like been at the end of a very lengthy process. Because like, I don't know, a combination of things, but one of which just being that like you can't cheat time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like putting in sustained time is, I don't know how to necessarily describe it, but like you there's no way to expedite that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no way to cheat that or try to do it better. You just acknowledging that something's going to take a while and knowing that up front and then sticking with it to that point where you can look back and be like, wow, I like stuck with this, is pretty cool in my mind. So yeah, I think that's a interesting move for them to try and bring it back. And also,
I guess I maybe doesn't actually apply to The Office, but maybe I just wanted you to talk about
them. cool. I'm curious too with those like shows coming back. I can't really think of a good example off the top of my head of shows like coming back after, like, I mean, Office has been done for like what, 4 or 5 years? At least
something like that.
I'm a little, I don't know. I'm curious if like, because like,
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, true. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That went well, actually.
That did go well. It's tough, though, because I feel like you have initial success as a TV show because of, I mean, obviously a whole slew of factors, but one of just being the luck of the time and place that, like, you're presenting that concept in.
Yeah.
And, like, for whatever reason, like, that kind of mockumentary style of, right, like corporate America.
Yeah, like in 20 years that those characters just won't carry over, you know?
Right, like that situation might not be as relevant to that many people.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, like, if they kind of double down on that.
Because we're going to be on Mars. Is why.
Never in the weather. Yeah, what's paper?
Yeah. What
is a printer? But yeah, I'm curious if like if they're gonna change their kind of ethos at all, or, you know.
Yeah.
Arrested Development did a similar one too.
Oh, true.
I don't
know.
With
the Netflix reboot.
With,
right?
The Netflix reboot.
I didn't really watch it.
Netflix. I'm assuming you watched it.
Never heard of it. Actually.
I saw a really funny. It was just funny. It was a picture of two fishermen from the. It was on Reddit. I go on Reddit.
Nice.
I'm a Reddit guy.
We got a Reddit guy over here.
Ring-a-ding-ding. But it was two fishermen, and they were just sitting, like, it was like old-timey photo. They look very like grand and, you know, masculine. And it was net fix and chill, and one guy's fixing the net.
Ah.
And it got me. It got
funny.
Me.
That's good.
But the Arrested Development was pretty good. It was
also pushing the boundaries of heteronormative fishing culture.
True.
Perfect.
Retroactively, I'm assuming.
Retroactively. Oh, yeah. True.
But, what was it? Oh, Arrested Development. It was an important point. I think Arrested Development was good. The issue with, I think, people and Arrested Development's reboot was not necessarily the content, but like more the presentation. Like previously everything had been from one character's perspective.
Mm.
Well, more of a God perspective, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But the reboot was they switched to the format of like you followed one character throughout the day.
Gotcha.
Or like, you know.
And would they do like the same day from different characters?
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So people got up in arms about that. But,
interesting.
You know. Hey. Yo, what's going on?
All right, well, it's the end of the hour, so we'll just play a song to make the transition smoother.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.